ברשות מורי ורבותיי ובני פרי ראשון ובשם, והפרשת וישלח. פרשה of the meeting between Yaakov and Esav. As we know, all the stories that the Torah tell us, it's for generation. But in this parasha, we'll try to understand this famous kissing between Yaakov and Esav. We did not see that Yaakov, he kissed Esav, but Esav, he kissed Yaakov. And he gave him a hug, you know. As she said that, we know that halakha, Esav soneh Yaakov. It's a halakha that Esav, he hit Yaakov. So he doesn't understand this kind of kissing. This kind of kissing, he don't understand. Why Yaakov, why Esav, he kissed Yaakov. We know that halakha, Esav soneh Yaakov. First. Second, we know that Esav, he came with 400 people. 400 Rashi Klipot. I mean, the biggest Klipa, the biggest Tuma that you cannot imagine, they came with Esav killed Yaakov. So the question is, we don't understand. On one hand, he come with 400 people, kill Yaakov. On the other hand, he kiss him, he give him a hug. We don't understand. And besides this, we know that Esav, he hits, he can't stand. He hit Yaakov, you know. As the Torah said, the end of the parasha of Toledot, the parasha said there that Esav, he said, well, I wait till my father die and I kill Yaakov. So that means that always Esav was hitting Yaakov. He always wanted to kill Yaakov. So why suddenly he kissed him now? So Rashi, he tried to give a reason. He said, well, maybe at that moment, Esav, he felt so sorry for Yaakov. We know that Esav, he hit Yaakov, but at that moment, Esav, he felt a little bit, he had some pain for Yaakov. Well, I don't know. What I don't understand is, I know Esav is not Rahman, he's Akhzari, he's a cruel man. How suddenly he become Rahman, that at that moment suddenly he feels so sorry, so painful for Yaakov. That we don't understand. So Rashi, he said, Vayinashikehu, the shin is nakud. There is there a nekuda on the Vayinashikehu. In the middle of Neshika, Vayinashikehu, you can find there one nekuda, one point, you know. So Rashi, he has a question. Why this nekuda? So Rashi said, well, maybe this nekuda to teach us something. That Esav, really, he came to kill. To kill, because Esav is soneh Yaakov. Esav, he hits Yaakov. He came to kill. But now, he couldn't kill him. That way, Shin, that way he wanted to kiss him, but not kissing him. He wanted really to beat him. Because the Shin is from the Shen. Shen is a thief. How do you call the thief in Hebrew? Shinaim. Shen. That way there is a nekudat de shen, because really, Esav, he wanted to kill, he didn't want to kiss, he wanted to kill, but he was stopped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him by not to beat him. He didn't want to kiss him, because Esav soneh Yaakov, he didn't want to kiss him, because Esav soneh Yaakov. But at that moment, he kissed him. Instead of beating him, he kissed him. But Rashi, he gave another explanation. He said, no. Why there is a nekuda on the shin? Because Esav, halakha, Esav, soneh Yaakov. Esav, he can't stand Yaakov. He hit him. But at that moment, he felt so sorry. He felt painful for him. But still, we have to understand. Why Esav, he wanted to kill Yaakov by beating him? Why he didn't bring the sword, the harif? His father told him, al harbicha tehiyeh, you will live. Throw your sword, you know, your cherev. So why there is another ways of killing? Why he wanted to kill through beating Yaakov? What the reason? We need to understand all this secret of Nekudot. So I was thinking that Yaakov Abinu, he didn't have a reason to send people to Esav. It's like your enemy, he sent you a messenger, a SMS, and tell you, I am down, I'm rich. What would be your feeling? Your feeling will be, this man is declaring a war at me. For over 34 years, Yaakov and Esav did not see each other. And suddenly, at that time, there was no SMS, there was no telephones or any phone, cell phone, nothing. At that time, if you wanted to meet somebody, you had to send him somebody. There was no post office, there was nothing. So Yaakov Avinu, he sent people to Esav, I'm here, I'm rich, I have everything. What does that mean? That means it's a war declaration. Yes or no? I mean, who cares about if you study Torah by Laban? What does that care? I mean, just imagine your enemy, the one that you hate, the one that you cannot stand, he sends you people to let you know, I'm in town, I'm rich, I respect Torah and mitzvot, I need nothing, and I have a lot of wealth with me. And just I tell you that I hope that it will please you that I am, I need nothing, I am okay, I have a family. I mean, does it have any sense? Huh? No. So why Yaakov did that? So that means he wants to declare war to Esav, his brother. Otherwise, we don't understand why Esav is, why Yaakov is sending people to Esav. We don't understand. So Esav understood that Yaakov start war at him. You know why? Because the Torah, because the blessing of Yitzhak at Yaakov was Akol Kol Yaakov Ve'Yedei B'Di Esav. When you study Torah, when there is Kol Yaakov, you don't fear nobody. You will fear Esav only when there is no Torah. That was the blessing of Yaakov, of Yitzhak to Yaakov. Akol Kol Yaakov. He blessed him. He told him, your voice, as long as your voice is in the Torah, so you deserve all the brachot I give you, and Esav can never touch you. And the hand of Esav will be always tight. It will not touch you. But when there is no Torah, there is a, be careful. So now, Esav, when he heard that Yaakov is studying, he told him, I'm Laban Garti, even with Laban, I was studying Torah. So Esav, he had a fabulous idea. And now, Esav, in one hand, he see that Yaakov, he declared a war. I mean, I don't fear you. I'm not scared of you. I'm here. I'm Tawan. Now, logically, Esav, he should scare. Yes or no? Logically, Esav, he should say, well, my father give us a bracha. As long as there is Torah, I have to fear Yaakov. But when there is no Torah, I have nothing to fear Yaakov. So what Yaakov did, Esav did, he came with a big army, 400 Rashi Klipot. Why Esav did that? Esav thought, when Yaakov, from far away, he will see all those people coming, he will stop studying Torah. When he stops studying Torah, he can beat him. Can you imagine this idea that Esav had? It's a fabulous idea. I mean, on one hand, what it is the reason why Yaakov, he did not declare war to Esav. He wanted to inform him, I'm coming with all my family to Papa, and then maybe I'm coming to see Papa, and Baruch Hashem, I am okay, and I study Torah, and that means that we don't have time to take care of the business, because all our time is for Hashem. We want to give all our time for Hashem, so you don't have to worry for me. You don't have to fear me, because I know that this Olam Hazeh is not for me, it's for you. But I need Parnasa. So the Parnasa, so I have to keep my way of life to have Parnasa. So the Parnasa have it, but don't worry, I will not bother you. In one sense, Yaakov Avinu, he wanted just to give an affirmation to Esav that he should not worry about if he hear that he's coming or because he is rich. He said, just to let you know that I will not take your place. Because you have to know one thing, that Yaakov and Esav, they divide the world. They divide the world. Yaakov took Olam Haba, the Torah, and Esav took Olam Hazeh. So now, when Esav will hear that Yaakov is a millionaire, is rich, he will think, well, Yaakov, he took Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. So Yaakov, the answer of Yaakov, he said, no, I did not touch your Olam Hazeh. Your Olam Hazeh belongs to you. But when I learned Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me money, give me parnasa to live. Because to be a Jew, you must have money to be a Jew. You must be rich to be a Jew. But I will not take your gashmiut, I mean, the pleasures of vacation, to go to the beach, to go to cinema, to go to discotheques, to do all this Olam Hazeh, to theater. No, this is not for me. The pleasure of Olam Hazeh, I don't want it. I want just parnasa to keep myself to, that I can do Torah mitzvot. That's what Yaakov he meant to tell Esav. But Esav, as a Rasha, he could, for him, it's a declaration of war. He did not like this information. Because for Esav, that he stopped all connection with Yaakov during 34 years, now we send him people to tell him that he's coming, and he's rich, and he's a Shomer Mitzvah. For him, it's a declaration of war. So he came with 400 people. Why he came with 400 people? Because he knows that all the strength of Yaakov is Torah. All the strength of Yaakov is Torah. Torah. When there is the voice of Yaakov, Esav, he cannot, he's down. Esav, he had a beautiful idea. He said, well, I know that when I will go to meet Yaakov, I know that I can't touch him with my sword, and I can't kill him, because it's impossible to kill him. Because as long as he studied Torah, I can't have the kuah to kill him. But I have a good idea. When he see all those people with me, the Rashi Klipot, all those 400 Klipot with me, maybe when he see them, he will stop learning. So when I jump on him and I will kiss him, maybe from my Tum'ah, the Tum'ah of Esav, I will give him Hashpa'ah for my Tum'ah, and at that moment, he will not learn Torah, and then I will beat him. You understand me? Ay, ay, ay. You see the Chokhmah, the intelligence of Esav, he find a way how to kill Yaakov. You see, like today, there is a lot of ways that a Jew can be assimilated. And every, and always, we, the rabbis, we try to fight against all kind of new things that could be a dangerous for the Jewish people. But always there is something new, like the internet today. Today the internet, God forbid, how many people did divorce because of the internet? One day it was very hard to be unfaithful to the wife. Today it's so easy through the internet. You cannot imagine the damage that the internet can do today. To the children, even to the rabbis, even to the religious people. The internet is very, very dangerous. It's if it's not used only for the good things. The Yetzirah, it brings a new product. How to trap a Jew and to put him far away from the religion. And kill him spiritually. Now you understand now. Esav, you know, there is no way that he can fight Yaakov. There is no way he can kill him. There is no way. So he thought, the only way he can catch Yaakov, the only way he can beat Yaakov, through Hashpa'ah. What kind of Hashpa'ah? When he see those other people with him, those Klipot, this Tum'ah, when he looked at them, he will stop to learn Torah. And at that moment, Esav, he will give him a hug. He will try to kiss him. And by kissing him, Esav is a piece of Tum'ah, so he will be Metame Yaakov. You understand me? When he will be Metame Yaakov, so Yaakov, at that moment, he will not learn Torah. Then Esav, he will take an advantage to beat it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Yaakov. Because on that Neshika, quick, that Neshika, there is a Nekuda. A Nekuda, six Nekudot on the Neshika, by Neshikehu. And there is a nekuda in the middle of the shin. What that mean? Because a nekuda, the six nekudot, the six on the top of the word, that mean the word was created bizchut, with the zechut of the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the word with the zechut. Or who was going to receive the Torah? Yaakov and his descendants. The world was created in 6 days, and it was given in the 6th of Sivan. So the zichut of the Torah, it stopped. Nekuda, when you say Nekuda, it's a point. What is a stop? It stopped Esav by beating. So now we understand why there were the 6 Nekudot on Vayneshekihu. The number 6, it means the zechut of the Torah that was given on the 6th of Sivan. With the zechut of the Torah, the word was created in the 6 days, on 6 day. So the zechut of the Torah, it stopped Esav not to bite Yaakov. So instead of biting Yaakov, he just gave him a kiss. And Nekuda is like a little circle, Agul. What the meaning of cycle is, it's very deep what I'm going to tell you. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, before Hashem, he created the world, the whole everywhere was full of Or and Sof. There was no part in the world that was empty from the Or and Sof. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to give the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to declare himself as a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needed a world, because he was a king with no olam, with no people. And a king with no people is not a king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he was alone, he was only by himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. So where can he create the world? Wherever he wants to create something, he will get burned, because there is the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu burned. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did a tzimtzum. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did a big, you know what it is, tzimtzum? So Hashem, he reduced himself, and he created a small halal, it was on circle, and there he created the world. So that circle is like a point. For Hashem, it's like a point. But that point, Hashem created it for the Torah. So now, just imagine, if Esav will kill Yaakov by kissing, so all what Hashem did, it was for nothing. All the creation that Hashem created, or all what Hashem was doing till now, it was for nothing. So that point that you have the shin, that point, he wants to tell you that the zechut of the Torah, the zechut of the Torah, that this is the main reason why Hashem created the olam, and that was the main reason why Hashem did the halal, he reduced himself to create the world, that stop Esav not to bite Yaakov, so that Yaakov can receive the Torah, so that his generation will receive the Torah. 6 and 6, how much is it? 12. How many children has Yaakov? 12. So now you understand, the zechut of the 6 day that Hashem, the zechut of the 6 day where the world was created by the Torah, as the Zohar said, each day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created each day with the Torah, with the zechut of the Torah. So the zechut of the creation of the world that was created by the Torah, and the zechut of the 6th of Sivan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped Esav not to bite Yaakov, not to kill Yaakov, so the 12 children of Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, they can carry on learning Torah from Yaakov, that Be'ezat Hashem, they will give back the Torah to their generation. Now you understand the secret of Nekuda. Now you understand what the secret of the Nekuda is. Stop. The secret of the Nekuda is to remind you this Nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you see all this world that you can see, a world that has no limit, it's only one Nekuda from the Or and Sof. I mean, when you feel how much Hashem reduced himself to create all what he created, the answer is a Nekuda. Only one point. It's nothing. I mean, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's really Ein Sof. So now we understand the secret why Esav, he wanted to kill Yaakov by biting. Because he knows that he can use his sword. So he wanted to kill him with a hashpah through his tumah. Now I understand why there is six nikudot on Vayinashikihu, and why there is six, what the meaning of the shisha nikudot. Why there is a nikuda in the middle of the shin? This nikuda of the middle of the shin is the sechud of the halal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduced himself to create the world. This is the secret. That way you have a shin on the middle of, you have the nikuda in the middle of the shin. Now we understand why Esav wanted to kill. Now we understand why Esav, after he didn't kill. Because according to the logic, Esav, he came to kill. He did not come to kiss. But it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Yaakov not to be killed. The whole Olam, the whole, don't forget that the picture of Yaakov is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why the picture of Yaakov is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Kisei HaKavod? Why not Abraham? Why not Yitzhak? Why not the rest of the Tzadikim? Why only Tmuna, the picture of Yaakov Abinu, the Tzura, the image of Yaakov Abinu, it's near Kisei HaKavod, it's near the throne of Hashem, because Yaakov is the symbol of the Torah. Yaakov Abinu is a symbol of the Torah. Abraham is a symbol of the Chesed. Yitzhak is a symbol of the Tfilah. But Yaakov is a symbol of the Torah. The world was created for the Torah. The world, the main creation of the world, it was for the Torah. The Torah. That was, this is, so now can you imagine, now by biting, if Esav will bite Yaakov, is the end of, that means all what Hashem did, it was for nothing. So Hashem had to stop all this. That's why there is a nikud. Because if Hashem reduced himself from his own or to create the Olam, it was for Moshe. Pardon. Yes, for Moshe to receive the Torah, but it was for Yaakov Avinu. That's because he was the first to really to give the importance of the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to revive the zichut of the 6 day of Sivan, to revive the zichut of the 6 day of the creation of the world, that come altogether 12. So with the zichut, Yaakov will not be bite by Esav, will not be killed by Esav, who wanted to kill him with a big chokmah, through his tumah, through his people. So good for me, something would happen to him. It could be very dangerous for the children. What's going to happen to 12 children that they were there? What's going to happen to them? What about who will give them the education if Yaakov die? So, and that this is all Am Israel. This is all Am Israel. They are there. The most important for Hashem is the Torah, to give the Torah. Now, if Yaakov will die, who will receive the Torah? What about the promise that Hashem promised to Abraham Avinu, that your descendants will go to Egypt, and from there they will become a big nation, they will receive the Torah. If Yaakov is killed, everything is finished. It's stopped. This is the end of the world. You understand? So that's why. Now the question is, now we understand why he wanted to kiss. Because he wanted to, through his kissing, he wanted to blow. He wanted to give. Tum'ah. He wanted to be metameh Yaakov. You understand me? He wanted to be metameh. Don't forget one thing. Shlomo HaMelech said, Yishakeni min yishikut pihu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a kiss from his mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the secret of this pasuk is, you know, that the Torah is not easy, the Torah. It's very hard, the Torah. To accomplish the Torah is not easy. It's very, 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 very hard. So, it's very, very hard to find the beauty of the Torah. It's very, very hard to find the beauty of the Torah. It's very hard as well to have a good taste in the Torah. It's so hard to taste the Torah. It's not easy to taste the Torah. So what Hashem, it's like if I give you a nice sweet. You say, no, I don't want it. So I tell you, taste it. It's so nice. Just taste it. And if you don't want to taste it, what do? I put it by force in your mouth. Then when you taste it, it's nice. You understand? Then you feel it's nice. now you can ask, now you will ask me, please give me more sweet. So at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he, when he proposed the Torah, like the Goyim, they did not accept Torah because they did not know what it is, the test of the Torah. So automatically, they saw only the, what it is hard. They saw the Torah is very hard to accomplish. You understand? So it was not possible for them to accept it. It's hard to accept the Torah. So that's why they said no to the Torah. But Am Israel, why they accept the Torah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Torah from his mouth to their mouth. Yishakeni min yishukot pei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a kiss from his mouth to our mouth. So that's why we said Na'asiv Nishma. It was so beautiful, it was so good. You understand? Now we understand why Lavan, he wanted to kiss. Why he wanted to kiss? By kissing Yaakov, he wanted to take from him the Hashpa, the Kedusha of the Torah that Yaakov has. By taking the Hashpa, the Torah that Yaakov had on him, so he could kill him. Then he could kill him. Then Yaakov will be weak, he'll be weak, and he will could kill him. Look how many the attention of Esav had. He came with 40 people, maybe as he came with 40 people, but and his mind was to be mashpia on Yaakov, on the Shvatim, through giving him a hug, kissing him, then he could realize, then he could kill Yaakov if he wanted. But Yaakov, alayhi shalom, he was so strong with the imunah that he has on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood quickly the meaning of Esav, what he did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stop, Nikuda. During that time that he was kissing, there was the zechut of the 6 day of the creation of the world, the zechut of the 6 day, the 6 of Sivan, that means altogether the zechut of the Torah that Yaakov was learning, the zechut of the Torah, that because of the zechut of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he reduced himself to create the world. So that means Esav, he want to destroy all what Hashem did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quick, he stopped. Nikuda. Stop. That's what there is. 6 Nikudot on the top of Vayin HaShikru, and that famous Nikuda in the middle of the Shin. That's why he couldn't bite Esav anymore. He wanted to give a kiss, to make weak the Torah that Yaakov has, to give Tum'ah to Yaakov, to be Mitameh Yaakov. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him. I don't forget this. Torah lo mikabele Tum'ah. We have a klal that never the Torah, even you can be the biggest Tamid that you can, when you touch somebody very holy, if he is holy with the Torah, never he can become Tamid. Torah lo mekabel tuma. Torah lo mekabel tuma. Lo mekabel tuma. Fabulous. You know, the klipa, they don't have ahiza. She cannot have a hold on the Torah. That this is the reason that the goyim, they can only use their force by killing us. The only strength that the goyim can have, or to kill the Jew, or to kill him physically, or to kill him spiritually. So they try all both ways. The Shoah, I mean, hundreds of Shoah that the Jewish people had. Never had the success to eliminate the whole Jews. Most of the biggest nations, Rome, Babel, Yavan, Egypt at the time, most of the biggest nations at all, the Moab, Ammon, Pilishtim, Edom, they don't exist anymore. And Am Israel Hai. They tried to make us assimilated with their cultures, like the Greek, the Roman, today the European, but Baruch Hashem, Am Israel Hai, spiritually too. Why? Because there is no ahiza. The klipa cannot have a hold. There is no hold on the Torah. It's always there is a Jew who is to the Torah. So that because they cannot have a hot odor, they try always. So they try to give us a kiss. What that mean a kiss? When you kiss somebody, that means that you love him. Yes or no? When you kiss the Torah, that means you love the Torah. You kiss your child because you love him. So Esav, he wanted to kiss Yaakov. A kiss, that means I love you. And the children will see that kind of love. Wow, our uncle, he loved Papa. So why Papa always he said to us that we have to be far away from him? He's not a good man. He loved Papa. He's a good man, Uncle Esav. So what happened that time, at that moment? Yaakov, he did not kiss him. Yaakov did not give him a hug. No kissing, nothing. Yaakov wanted to show to his children that kind of kiss that he kissed me is just to make me feel that he loved me. But halacha, Esav, son of Yaakov, that kiss is not a real kiss. It's a kiss of assimilation. It's a kiss that he wants to take to drive me in his way. It's not a good kiss. Our way is nekuda, to always have hold on the Torah. Nekuda, the word that was created, because a nekuda is circle. The olam is circle. We have to follow our destination. Torah Kedusha. This kissing is a rubbish kissing. It's not a real kissing. You understand me? This is the... Now, after I told you all this, now we understand the Zohar. When the Zohar said that there is Ramah Hibarim Vishasagidim, that there is positive mitzvot, there is negative. Lo ta'asi. There is mitzvot that you have to do, and there is mitzvot that when you don't do them, when you don't do, like, don't eat hazir, don't wear sha'atnez, slavin, don't eat this, don't do that, don't, and you have 365 lavin, don't do that, connected to each day, as the Zohar said. The Zohar Kadosh, he speak about the 248 bones and the 365 sins. And the Zohar Kadosh, he want to make us learning about how the mitzvot connected to our body, part of us. And as you know, we cannot do all the mitzvot in one day. So there is every day, you have every day, and each mitzvah is connected to every day. And there is a mitzvah of Gid HaNashi, his day is Tisha B'Av. That mitzvah is connected to Samech Mem. You see, all year, the Samech Mem is waiting for Tisha B'Av to be connected to that mitzvah, to that love. But that day, what do we do? We don't eat. We are fasting. We are doing teshuvah. So who's the loser? Samech Mem. Each day, the or of each day, he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that a man should know that each day is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is 1 year. In 1 year, you have 365 days. So each mitzvah is connected to this day. And the Samech Mem, when Yaakov Abinu, he had a fight with the angel of Esav, the angel of Esav, he wanted to have a hold of all part of Yaakov. He wanted to have a hold of all part of Yaakov. He wanted to beat him. He wanted to have a shefa from everything belong to Yaakov. That means that all the Torah of Yaakov, whatever Yaakov will do, or his children, the generation to come will do, the klipa, the samech mem, he will have a part of it. Yaakov, he fight with the son of Esav. He bite, he, 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 he fought it all night. At the end, Yaakov Avinu saw that he won. I mean, he didn't let the son of Esav to get hold of him. But Abek Emo Ish, all night, he was fighting. It was a hard fight. But at the end, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he understood that he have to give him something. It's like the Shiraim. Like when you do Mayim Acharonim. We give some Shiraim to the Klipa. He had to give him something. He had to give him a lot of Asi. Something to the Klipa. Understand me? He had to give him something. So he gave him to touch his Gid Hanashi. So now that the Klipa, she had the hold of that, she was quite happy. Because she said, if the Jewish people will eat Gid Hanashi, so I will take the pleasure from all the body of that Jew. Because it was given by Yaakov Avinu. But Hashem, he did a big ness. Because that Lota Asi, that the Klipa took from Yaakov, that he took the Gid Hanashi, the day that HaKadosh would give to the Klipa, it was on Tisha B'Av. And on Tisha B'Av, the Jews did not eat. And because the Jews did not eat, so they will not eat meat. And because they did not eat meat, they did not drink, so the Klipa, she did not take advantage of that mitzvah. You understand me? That was a big chokhmah from Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom. And that was the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Esav, let's go back to Esav. After that big fight, Yaakov, he received a bracha. He was walking, he was ill, but the son, Raphael HaMalach, Gabriel HaMalach, they came to earth, and they gave him some medication, and he recovered. Okay? Why he recovered? It was very important. Listen to that, sir. Why quickly HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him the Malach to help him to be healthy? Because if Yaakov Avinu, he will walk with Tzolea, Esav, he will think, Yaakov was beaten by the Malach who protect me. So he will have more koah to bite more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give that chance to Esav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim to Yaakov and they give him a refuah and he become healthy. So Esav, when he saw that, he saw Yaakov walking toward him healthy, so he understood that Yaakov beat the Malach. He understood that he beat him. Otherwise, what does he do here? He thought that he would be killed. He thought maybe he would take the Malach of Esav, he would get hold of all the body of Yaakov. But all the body of Yaakov, why? Because Yaakov Avinu, all his body represents six, he represents the Torah. And because he represents the Torah, he presents the 613 mitzvot that Ramah Ibarim Vishasa Gidim. Because Yaakov, he was the first one who represented the whole Torah. Each bone, each kid of Yaakov represents the Torah. That's why the Malach of Esav, he wanted to get hold of Yaakov Avinu. Now, when he saw and Yaakov, he fighted for that. Now, the Malach was beaten. Now Yaakov, he went to meet his brother. The brother he saw, Esav, he saw in front of him. His brother walking, healthy, with all the Kedusha on him. That nothing was missing. But he saw something missing. Gid Hanashi. So he said, well, maybe through that, I will kiss him. Maybe by kissing him now, what the Malach couldn't do to him, I can do to Yaakov. Because I am his brother. Because I am his brother, when I open my arms to kiss him, my body, he will touch his body. My body that I have on me, Gidim, Ibarim Gidim, by holding him, I will be mashpia, tum'a, from my body to his body, and I will be mitame all his evarim, all his giving, by kissing. I will use the kissing. Akash Baruch Hu, he kissed the Bnei Israel to give him Torah. I will kiss Yaakov to give him the Tumah. So I will be mitame all the evarim and the giving. But he failed. Why? Because Torah lo mekabele Tumah. Understand me? Because Yaakov, he was like a piece of Torah. And because he was like a piece of Torah, the Torah is not received the Tumah. So, Esav failed. Not only he failed, Hashem wanted to show him that he failed. His bones, the teeth of his mouth, they got broken. And they start to cry. And beside this, Yaakov, he did not hold Esav. He did not kiss Esav because he didn't want to show him that he loved him. Understand? Because if he kiss him and he give him a hug, that means that he loved him. That means that he want to kiss him, but he didn't show him nothing. So that means there was no connection between Yaakov and Esav at all. So Esav did not give no hashpah to Yaakov, and that was the end of the story between Yaakov and Esav forever. I'm your brother, but I have nothing to take from you. You have nothing to take from me. So this is the fight today. The fight of the Hashpah. The fight before Mashiach come, it will be the fight of the religion. Who will bring Mashiach? Who will bring Mashiach? Or who will stop Mashiach to come? The Edom, Ma'ase Esav, Yede Esav, they will stop Mashiach to come. Or HaKol Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov, the mouth of Yaakov, will bring Mashiach. This is the fight. This is the meaning of the kissing of Esav to Yaakov. Esav, he wanted to kiss Yaakov to show him that he loved him. So from that moment, Yaakov will start he will get influence, Hashpah from Esav. But Yaakov, Alav HaShalom, he did not accept his kissing. He did not give him a hug. He did not kiss him. That means that he wanted to show him, I have no contact with you. You go your way, I go my way. And that was the parasha of Yaakov and Esav finished. Now, Be'ezat Hashem, next time, I don't know when, I will give you a special shiur for the Shvirat HaKelim. It's something very, very deep. And I cannot explain this to you in 5 minutes. Anyway, on few words, Shvirat HaKelim, it happened only to those who did not receive the Torah. And Tikkun HaKelim, because you have to be Keli. To receive the Torah, you have to be a Keli. And Yaakov Abinu is a Keli. Am Yisrael is a Kelim to receive the Torah. But since the Goyim, this is what the Rabbi Chaim Vital explained, the word of Arizal HaKadosh. But since the Goyim, they didn't want to receive the Torah. Who's the Goyim? Is the Kna'anim. Ahitiyah Imureh. The Kna'anim. He refused to receive the Torah. So their potential, their Kilim was broken. So this is Shvirat HaKelim. This is the Shvirat HaKelim. It started since when? Since Esav. Because Yaakov and Esav, from them, the establishment of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be. But Esav refused. He refused. And because Esav refused, so who did not refuse Yaakov? So, since Esav refused to accept the Torah, so it meant the Shbirat HaKelim from his time. And Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, all his work is the tikkun. Tikkun, to repair this Shvirat HaKelim. To repair this refuse from those people who didn't want to refuse the Torah. And to take out the nitzus of Kedusha that the Tum'ah took. Because, why? Because Yaakov and Esav, even though he was Rasha, he has something, a nitzus of Kedusha on him. But since he refused the Torah, it happened for him the Shvirat HaKelim. So Yaakov now, his job is very hard. To be mitaken all what he should be detaken. And Be'ez Hashem, through the Torah, and through all the work that we are doing, Am Yisrael is doing, so Baruch Hashem, we are mitaken this Shvirat HaKilim, and through Tikkun of Shvirat HaKilim, we bring Mashiach, as we say every day in Alu Shabbat, Litaken Olam B'Malchut Shaddai. All our concern is to be mitaken the world, to give back the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is the Creator. Now, we understand how much Esav, he wanted to have Ahiza on the body of Yaakov. He wanted to have Ahiza, but Yaakov did not give his body to Esav, and Yaakov did not give his body to the Malach who protected Esav, and the war was won. Now, we understand why we had to do mitzvot, Beramah Hibarim, Vishasagidim. All our life, we have to do mitzvot with Mitzvot Nefesh. There is mitzvot that you should not do. There is mitzvot that you have to do. And when we do a mitzvah, so the whole body, it take the advantage of this mitzvah. And we do Avera, it's the whole body who take an advantage of this Avera. And the mitzvah that the Sar of Esav took, it gives an Ashi. Not it gives the Gid Anashi, to have a hold on Yaakov. A hold on Yaakov. Wow! A part of the body of Yaakov. It's because with the Jews, we eat meat. So this part of meat, with the Jews, we eat this part of meat, and we get something from them. So what Yaakov declared, don't eat that part. So that means that Esav, he has, that the Klipa, they cannot have the Hana'a, interest of that part. So, but still, it's a lot of asi, it's a mitzvah. This mitzvah, lot of asi, it's connected to a love. So by not eating, so the klipa, she gets something, yes or no? Yep, even that we don't eat, but she gets something because it's the mitzvah on her name. Understand? It's like you take a dirty man, you call him, you are the king. Ah, he feels something. Can you imagine the klipa when there is a mitzvah that it's given to the klipa? So the klipa, she feels proud. Ah, there is a mitzvah that the Jews cannot do, it's connected to us. Yeah, but that mitzvah was given, but Hashem, he did that the day that the klipa can be connected to that day, it's on Tisha B'Av. Anyway, on Tisha B'Av we suffered. So they don't have another day. And on Tisha B'Av we don't learn Torah. We don't eat, we don't learn, we don't do nothing. So the Klipa, she's so sad that day. She's very, very sad that day of Tisha B'Av, because it's like you have a weapon to fight and you have nobody to fight with. It's like you need to fight somebody to take from him something, and he's your weapon, and you see him all the air, and that day you don't see him. It's like I tell you, hey, look, you want to beat that man? Yes, here's the weapon. But I want you to beat him only in the Tisha B'Av. So the Klipa, she wait all the year for Tisha B'Av to fight the Jews. That day, the Jews, they don't eat, they don't learn Torah, they don't drink, they're sitting crying. So it's sad for the Klipa. So Be'ez Hashem, don't forget, why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? Because Al Ozvan Torati. So what it is the tikkun for the destruction of the Torah? To learn. But on Tisha B'Av we don't learn. Why we don't learn? It's like a punishment. You want to learn that day? No, you are punished. You don't eat. It's like a baby. If you want to punish a baby, how do you punish a baby? You give him sweet. You tell him, here's a sweet. But you don't eat it. This is the biggest punishment. So, I wish you Mazal Tov, I wish you Bracha Be'atzlacha.